Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A man is shot and killed in Midtown St. Louis in an apartment building across from the St. Louis University campus. We'll have the latest on the search for a killer.
Two serious crashes in St. Charles last night. What led up to the separate incidents and how many people are hurt?
And they debated for hours overnight before the Missouri Senate eventually passed a bill to defund Planned Parenthood, how it could impact Missourians and where the bill goes from here. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 10th. You are watching The Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you for waking up with us. We're going to take a live look now at our roof camera in Maryland Heights. Start out with a check of that forecast. Meteorologist Angela Huddy on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. They're going to want to grab those umbrellas. Hi, Angela.
Yeah, run umbrellas, rain jackets. Have them on standby today. No matter where your plans are. Now, out the door this morning, including here on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck, we just have some spotty areas of sprinkles or a real fast, very light rain shower, which may lead you to have to turn the windshield wipers on or throw the rain jacket on momentarily. But for now, any rain is very much on the light side. It's as we get into this afternoon, and especially as we get after 3-4 o'clock this afternoon for that bus ride home, that the rain will be starting to ramp up to our south and spreading more to the north. And it's into this evening, and we got a Blues game later on tonight. I think those folks headed home from the Cardinals game and off to that Blues game are going to be dealing with quite a bit more in the way of rainfall. We'll show you that with Futurecast, talk about what it means for temperatures coming up in just a couple of minutes.
All right, Angela, here's my note for drivers planning to hop on 170 heading south towards Richmond Heights. You may want to avoid 170 right now. We're going to show you video that our Nissan Rogue Runner Mike Border got about 20 minutes ago. So this is an accident, 170 south, right before Galleria Parkway. He had said there's large police presence. I don't have a view of this from my cameras, but what I can show you is the slowdown. So let's go ahead and take a look at what things look like near Forest Park Parkway. That's your southbound direction on my far side. So again, lots of headlights building. I know that my map says it's gonna take you about 11 minutes to go 7 miles or so. Well, here's the note. Looking at our interchange at 170 where it meets 70, considering that southbound travel is starting to build, if you don't want to add minutes to the commute, my note is go ahead, hop on Lindbergh, follow that back down to 64. Here's a view right at Clee, and again, your eastbound travel building towards 270, but it looks a whole lot better than 170 south right now. John?
A man is shot and killed inside of a Midtown apartment building across the street from the St. Louis University campus.
Yeah, at the Power of Two's Chris Fournier has been talking to police. He's live in Midtown. Chris, are there any suspects in custody this morning?
Blair and John, good morning to both of you. I just checked in with St. Louis police a short time ago. They tell me at this hour, still nobody in custody in connection with this killing. We are just outside of the Coronado Apartments here at Spring and Lindell. Police saying the murder happened inside one of the units here at the SLU campus, literally just feet away from where we are standing. Everything unfolded here about 7:30 last night. Police rushing here to the Coronado Apartments on the 3700 block of Lindell. Authorities say it was a totally inside scene. Police tell us a 21-year-old man was shot in the chest. He was rushed to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Homicide detectives now handling the investigation. At this point, police have not yet released the name of the victim, only his age, again, 21 years old. Authorities so far have no details on what may have led to the shooting, nor do they have any information about a possible suspect or suspects. SLU officials did put out alerts on their public safety social media about shooting last night. One alert about 8:30 last night, talking about the heavy police presence here, it advised students to avoid the area. Another alert just a short time later, pointing out that the incident had no direct affiliation with SLU. Although the Coronado apartments here may not be directly connected with St. Louis University, students from SLU do live in this building, especially given its close proximity to the campus. We are continuing to reach out to St. Louis police to try and get more details. We will, of course, bring them to you just as soon as we learn new information. For now, live in Midtown, I'm Chris Fournier.
Well, a 16-year-old was also shot. This happened in the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood yesterday afternoon. That neighborhood is the focus of a violence reduction effort. Show Me Peace is what it's called. It's part of a Mission St. Louis, the city's efforts to identify the root causes of violence. Members of Show Me Peace believe they bring a credible voice to high-crime areas and now try to mediate and intervene in disputes to prevent shootings. The teenager was conscious and breathing when taken to the hospital. A third shooting, this was on Tuesday, also involved a teenager. Police say his 18-year-old showed up at the hospital. An individual had gunshot wounds to his foot and hand. The shooting happened on Natural Bridge Road near Jennings Station Road.
604 right now. Well, troopers are now looking into two serious crashes out of St. Charles County. The Power of Two's Laura Simon is live in St. Charles where someone was hit by a car. Laura, what are we learning this morning?
Blair, according to the crash report out this morning, it states a man jumped off a retaining wall over here onto the I-70 West off-ramp that goes onto 5th Street. So that is the latest. That man was unfortunately hit by a car, which was apparently trying to avoid that person. And that man is in the hospital this morning with serious leg injuries. Here's some video of what that area looked like last night. You can see lots of police out there. The crash report states a 34-year-old man driving a Nissan Altima in the third lane of the off-ramp swerved left in an attempt to avoid the person in the road. But unfortunately, the passenger side of the Nissan struck the 40-year-old victim from Florissant. He was rushed to the hospital in St. Louis for treatment. His injuries are being described as moderate this morning. The second crash we want to tell you about sent four people to the hospital. This one happened on Highway 370 and 94 in St. Charles. It involved four vehicles, including two motorcycles and a semi. Police say the two motorcycles ran into the back of a semi and caught on fire. Two of the people in the hospital this morning have serious life-threatening injuries. The other two people are expected to be okay. In fact, I was texting with the father of one of those victims who was on the motorcycle, and he says that they have just left the hospital. But in the meantime, the Missouri State Highway Patrol is investigating both of these crashes here in St. Charles and will continue to bring you updates as we get them throughout the morning. Live in St. Charles this morning, I'm Laura Simon.
Thank you, Laura. Well, the state of Missouri carried out the first execution this year. After failed efforts to get clemency, Brian Dorsey was executed by lethal injection last night. The 52-year-old was sentenced to death for the confessed killings of his cousin and her husband in 2006. Governor Mike Parson turned down Dorsey's request for clemency Monday. His lawyer said he was in a drug-induced psychosis when the crimes happened. In their clemency request, they say more than 70 former and current corrections officers supported commuting Dorsey's death sentence.
It is easy to see that we as a society have not only failed Brian, we have failed ourselves. The death penalty isn't punishment for the convicted. This evening, Brian will be set free.
Well, the court denied two appeals by Dorsey's lawyers who argued he did not receive proper representation by his public defenders and had been fully rehabilitated in prison.
New St. Louis County Police Intelligence Center is planned. The county is soliciting construction bids. It would be a state-of-the-art public safety facility located in Maryland Heights, and it would house St. Louis County Police Precinct Number 2. It would also be home to the Regional Intelligence Information Center, which tracks license plates, and construction, by the way, is anticipated to begin this June.
After more than 11 hours of debate, Missouri senators passed a bill to defund Planned Parenthood. The legislation would block public money from going to the organization. Dozens of Planned Parenthood supporters showed up in the Senate gallery yesterday. Abortion is already illegal in Missouri, but Republicans say Planned Parenthood should not get money because they provide abortions in other states where the procedure is legal.
say this is about limiting people's choices. No, people still have the choice. They could choose to pay for those services at a clinic that is affiliated with an abortion provider, or the clinic could choose to no longer be affiliated with an abortion provider.
The House passed the legislation last month. The bill now goes back to the House for final approval.